I'm here with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report on the Moray Council. Douglas, can you tell me what this report is about?
Yes, it looks at what Moray has been doing since a previous report in 2013 and how the Council is delivering on its legal duty to deliver best value and continuous improvement.
So what did you find?
Well, we found that the Council has made progress over the last 2 years. There's a new management team in place and there's a substantial amount of improvement activity underway, but it's too early to judge on its overall effectiveness. Moray has also much work to do in areas like engaging with its customers and its workforce. So, in a nutshell, Moray is moving in the right direction, but needs to increase the pace of change significantly.
So, what does it need to do now?
Well, a key priority where it needs to improve is how it engages with its customers, the public, and also how it engages with its workforce. But the biggest challenge facing the council, like every other council in Scotland, is the squeeze on finances. In Moray's case, it needs to deliver £16 million in savings by March 2018. That's not going to be easy, and there will be difficult decisions for councillors, and they need to show strong leadership going forward. The council has to balance its budget and agree on what's best for the people in Moray they represent.
Douglas, thank you. Okay.